Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina may yahdihillah fala mudilla wa may yudlil fala hadiyalah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. Usikum wa iyaya awlan bittaqullah faqad fazal muttaqun. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah Rabbul Alamin for His blessing, His mercy, that all of us are still healthy, alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from all the trial challenges known as fitan in general. Fitan is the plural of fitna, trial and tribulation. May the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of us who always show mercy to one another, who love one another, who care for each other. At least the minimum, we pray for each other. That is very, very important in our life. Nobody can do everything, but we can do something. And that is what we have to be focused on. Try to do what you can do. Allah Rabbul Alamin create everything for a reason, and He remind us, وَمَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا, that I never create anything without a reason. Anything happen in life, also lesson learned, a reminder. What happened around the globe is a reminder. What happened in the Middle East is a reminder. So every one of us, as Muslim, always remember what Allah said, that Ibratan li ulil albab, meaning anything happen is a reminder for people who reflect. Yeah. We all are aware that our iman is always been tested up and down. Most of them is always, and most of the time is downward. You want to know whether our iman is strong, stable, you look at one hadith that will help you to understand. And that will help us to know whether our iman is okay or not. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ra'a minkum al-munkar falyughayyir bi yadi, fa illam tastati' fa bi lisani, fa illam tastati' fa bi qalbi." وليس وراء ذلك من الإيمان إلا what is the minimum. Meaning, when you see something that is wrong happening in front of you, you have the authority, you do nothing. If you can't do because you don't have authority, but you are able to speak out, you are able to say something, you say nothing. Neither your heart react towards that negative, bad thing that happened in front of you. Especially in our house. We have full authority in our house. You'll be very sad to see parents don't have authority when that house belongs to their parent. You allow someone to come in, or you allow your children to control you. It's not very, very wrong. Just an example. It's like you allow your employee to control you. Something is not right. Yeah? You must be in control as an employer. Yeah. So the Prophet said, if you can, use your authority, your hand. If you can't, use your tongue. If you can, you are not a speaker, you are not a good scholar, but at least your heart reject. Your heart feel that that is wrong. Acknowledge what is wrong. But if your heart don't even feel for anything, that's not my business. I have nothing to do with that. Then the prophet said, you know there's no more iman in you. Except maybe there's a doubt there. Because you still believe in Allah. You still believe in the prophet. That's all. Yeah? That's why the prophet ﷺ remind us, man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. Now the Prophet is sharing with us again to show us who have a sound iman, whose iman is considered okay. Is a person who love what Allah love, hate what Allah hates. Give for the sake of Allah, you withhold for the sake of Allah. Why don't I give? Why can't I help for the sake of Allah? Because he or she is not helping herself. If I keep on giving, I'm going to destroy him. Then you should not give anymore. There's a limit for everything. Yeah? So it's very important for us to have this guideline so that we know where we are. We know why iman is so important, because the Prophet said, La tadkhuluna al-jannah hatta tu'minu. Nobody can enter paradise without iman. Without money, without any degree, any diploma, you can go to Jannah. As long as you have an iman. And the Prophet said, La tadkhuluna al-jannah hatta tu'minu. Nobody enter paradise until he believe. Today, inshallah, brother and sister, according to the book, we will be continuing page 199. The secret of guidance. Is that the thing? The secret of guidance. No. We are so blessed as a Muslim because Allah have given us a divine guidance. We don't have to look to the east, to the west. Here and there, we just look into Islam. When you say Islam, that belong to Allah, you just look in the Holy Quran. Everything is there. But so sad to see the Ummah today, when they have problem, they don't refer back to the Book of Allah. Everybody use their rational. Everybody think they know better, their way is better, and every day when we are praying, we ask Allah for guidance. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Oh Allah, guide us all. It's just a word. It's just a recitation, it's a lip service, nothing to do with our feeling anymore. Our feeling is no more there. When you say to Allah, Ihdina siratul mustaqim, you must have an open mind, open heart. You are ready to seek and follow the guidance. But no. We don't feel anything actually now. We can ask, we can pray, but no feeling at all. That's why there's no changes. Correct? Do you feel that? In our life today, you don't see changes. Yeah? Brothers and sisters, contentment and happiness are blessings that are given only to those who follow the straight path. Those who follow the guidance. It's like what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Contentment is not because of money. How you look, how rich you are, how strong you are. Contentment is you are satisfied with what you have. Even the little you have, you are happy. Alhamdulillah. Nobody can have everything. Do you think that other people who have authority, they feel satisfied? No. People who are billionaire, trillionaire, they are satisfied? No. They still want more and more. Everybody is feeling that I need more. Allah knows best. That's why the Prophet said, لَيْسَ لَغِنَا أَنْ قَسْرَةِ الْعِرْ. Richness is not because you have a lot of money. No. وَلَقِنَا أَلَغِنَا غِنَا النَّفْسِ. You are contented with what you have. That is very, very important in life. Now, how to gain contentment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given us the guidance, the straight path, siratul mustaqim. And of course, nobody, none of us can say, I am guided by just read the Quran, but you don't follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah himself have decided to choose this man, Muhammad, peace be upon him, to be his last messenger. And then he said that he is Khataman Nabiin. He is the seal of all prophets. No one else can come after him and can guide all of you except him. He is the way. To the extent that Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Anybody who said, I love Allah, I believe in Allah, this is how we feel. Inshallah, I believe all of us have that feeling. We love Allah, we believe in Allah. But then Allah said, O Muhammad, say to them, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Follow me. Follow who? Follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then he will guide you. He will show you. That's why from the beginning of Islam, nobody can be a Muslim until he's ready to make the declaration of faith. There's none in the Quran. Quran never said that. Quran only said, Ya ayuha allazina amun udkhulu fis silmi kaffa wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. O you who believe, if you want to be a believer, enter Islam, accept Islam totally, not half-heartedly, not quarterly or three-quarter. I choose what I want, what I disagree, I ignore. You cannot. You must submit to Allah totally. You must believe what Allah said is true. Whether you can do it or not is a second matter. But you cannot ignore the command of Allah. You cannot say that I disagree. No. You're not ready to do it. That is your weaknesses. But you cannot deny what Allah has said in his book. Today we have a lot of issues they may not say, but the way they react, you know, they are not a believer. It's just a name. So Prophet Muhammad was sent by Allah, and Allah said, follow him. He is the way. You ask me to show you the way. I send you the guidance, the secret guidance, and also a man to show you the way, how to do it. How to be a Muslim? The first is the shahadatain. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasul. See how it starts? Meaning Allah and then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You pray for the sake of Allah, the way you perform your prayer, Muhammad Rasulullah. You fast for the sake of Allah. You give zakat for the sake of Allah. But the way you do it, you follow Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Is that easy? How do you feel, brother and sister? Is that easy? No response, yeah? We should respond. Yes, it's easy. Because everything is ready, is laid out. Just follow. Anything you do in life, if you just follow, is that easy? You want to drive a car, you follow the law of the road. When the traffic light is red, what do? You horn? You still want to go? No. Stop. That is the law of the traffic. Simple, you just follow. You don't have problem. You don't create problem. But today there's a lot of problem in the traffic light. When you reach the traffic light, it's red. Then everybody is so addicted to their handphone. Now, phone. Now green. And he's still phone. And that's why the one behind you is going to get upset. What happened? Those who have patience, alhamdulillah. Because the one who behind you also is on the phone. So, no problem. But the one who's beside you is waiting. He is rushing. Now he is going to be very upset. But this is what happened. Yeah? So it's important to understand. Yeah? Just be a good follower. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ left us upon one end of this path, the way, and at the other end of it are the garden of paradise. Because whatever we do, brother and sister, if you follow the guidance, that will be your destination. You end up contented and happy. You'll be happy. Because you don't create problem to yourself. Neither you create problem to others. You should be very happy. Yeah? And Quran, chapter 4, verse 68 says, and indeed we should then have guided them to the straight path, the way. That's why in the other ayah, even Allah says, "Ana haza sirati mustaqima." This is my way, I show you my way. You have been asking Allah to guide you. So now He's showing you the way, you just follow. That's why Allah said, "Fattabi'u." We have problem until today. We are just asking. Tell me what to do. After that, you don't do. Oh, it's a big headache. You know? In anything in life, you ask for guidance, but then you refuse to follow. This is not just jahil. This is jahil murakab, double ignorant. You are not ignorant at all. Because you ask for guidance, that is good. Then people is there to show you the way. And then while people is showing the way, everybody seems to understand and follow. You refuse to follow. So it's not easy to teach this kind of people. It's not easy to help people who do not want to be helped. Yeah? By happiness, we mean this when one adheres to the straight path. Why? Because you save yourself from a lot of confusion and problem. If you don't lie to people, you don't cheat to anybody when you do business, you don't have to worry, people don't come back and scream at you and say you are lying, you are cheating, because you're not doing that at all. You don't break any law. Do you think a policeman will come after you? But sometimes it so happens that he likes to stop at your house. Are you worried? Are you worried? Nothing to worry, because you know you're not doing anything. But if you have not been doing something right, the minute you saw the car come, even he's just passing by, you thought he's coming after you. The fear is there. Yeah. So anybody, if he follow what Allah want them to do, whatever Allah want us to do, brother and sister, it's not for him, it's for you. It's for us, for our own benefit. Eat what is halal and good, for your own good. You want to be healthy, so you must be careful with your intake, your food and drink. You want to have a positive mindset, then you must have the right knowledge and information. Don't entertain all this AI information today, you know. You get headache. I also got headache sometimes. Suddenly, my face is there, talking about something that I don't even know. How can then? And then somebody will say, oh, thank you. And then say, Dr. Hussein Yi, I got a new title. I become a doctor in health now, in medicine. Yeah. People are sending this to me. I say, wow. Yeah, this is what technology today. You know, he can bring one face, this face, and then they make changes and say, oh. And then they can create a lot of havoc. If husband and wife are not careful with what is going on today, people who don't like you want to create, or make people make joke only for fun. They are not serious. Suddenly the other party saw, wow, you are kissing a stranger, huh? And they can even put a picture, male and male. Stuck through. Now my husband become a gay now. Anything can happen. Yeah, may Allah protect us from all this fitna. Yeah? Now, though he may be afflicted with hardship along the way, he is confident of a happy ending and a future abode in paradise. Of course, when you follow the right way, sometimes it's not easy. By right, it should be easy. But it's not easy because a lot of people around you are not following the right way today. Yeah. Like I was teaching my student 40 years ago, not now. 40 years ago, I'm teaching a custom officer to be honest, not to be corrupted. He was a custom officer. You know, custom officer is a gate to get more money. Yeah. You want anything fast, you don't just show what you buy, what you import. You must have something behind that. They don't want to see anything on the table. They want to see something under the table. It's not easy. The business-minded people, he want everything fast. So in the north, yeah, they say, kautim, no problem, no problem. Settle. So when I always remind my student to be honest, your dignity is more important than money. So he was alhamdulillah. Yeah. He never take any corruption. People offer, he said, no. Just go by the book. You have no problem. Just go by the book. You are happy, I'm happy. And sometimes they don't. They bypass him. So when he arrests them, he have to pass them to the higher authority. They are some people who will take over. Suddenly, the guy just walk out freely in front of him and smile at him. Wow. There are people who are untouchable. You cannot touch them. They want you to help them. They want to give something. You are honest. Now, after you have done your arrest, you pass to your higher authority. The problem is the higher authority have their own understanding. They have their own value. So these people who are down, they don't fear you anymore. You are a small fish to them. ikan bilis. They have the tuna with them. You know? Just an example. So, but alhamdulillah, for him, he have done his job. And so, later on, we found out, to be honest, not to be corrupted today is so difficult. Because your surrounding, majority are corrupted. So you don't have gang anymore. All your friends look at you, you are an obstacle. You are really a problem. But if you can just be part of them, remember, now they are grouping. There's a lot of groups. Yeah, even on handphone, we have grouping also. Yeah, be very careful. Yeah? If you want to have happiness, so you find happiness in the way Allah has shown us, the way Prophet Muhammad has shown us. That's all. You know, our Prophet, when he started his mission, calling people to the truth, to the straight path, so that they'll be happy here and the hereafter. A lot of people are not happy. Because they are not happy, you are telling them to stop a lot of bad things that they are doing. Even about worshipping the one God, they don't like. Because they have been doing a lot of business through idols. They are selling idols. They are making new idols, a stronger one, a bigger one. And they are selling. And now if you say no more worshipping idols, no more business. It's a big business. Worshipping other than Allah is a big business. Worshipping Allah is free. You don't have to buy anything. No joystick, no candle, no idols, nothing, zero. See how simple to worship Allah? Just come in with your pure heart, take your ablution, worship Allah, finish. So even committing shirk is a big business. That's why the community today, if you try to tell them to show the way of the Prophet, the Sunnah, they dislike you. Why? Because you stop them from doing their business. If you do a lot of bid'ah, innovation, there are a lot of this gathering, that gathering, is money. Even you are dressing, the Prophet want you to dress simple. Innal bazaza. Yeah, he said, innal bazaza min al-iman. Simple city is part of iman. What is simple city? Look at the dress of our Prophet. Simple. The dress of Omar, the great Khalifa. And he, if it is tear here and there, he would just patch it. He didn't wear like how normally people who are somebody dress themselves. Very simple, down to earth. Their life is simple. And simplicity is part of iman. Yeah? Just to show us how you can attain happiness. Again, I repeat, by happiness we mean this: when one adheres to the straight path, though he may be afflicted with hardship along the way, he is confident of a happy ending and a future abode in paradise. As a result, he will follow the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who spoke not from his own desire. Prophet is very unique. He's a human like you and me. He said, "Qul innama ana basharun mislukum." Allah revealed an ayah to the Prophet so that the Prophet will make it clear to the people. Said Muhammad, "Qul innama ana basharun mislukum." Said to them that you are a human like them. You are no angels, you are human. You eat, you drink, you sleep, you fall sick, you got married, you do business like any other human. What is different? The different yuha ilayhim. Kul innama ana basharun mislukum yuha ilayhim. Annama ilahukum ilahun. I receive a revelation. Do we receive revelation? Nowadays, there are some people who say, there's still revelation. I also receive. When anybody said to you, they receive revelation, you cut them off. Don't waste your time. Don't get headache and then, why? Try to, you don't understand. You don't believe what I said. It's okay. You don't waste your time. Let them explain to you. Don't need. Anybody who said they still receive revelation, you just stop that. Because Allah has said, He is the seal of all prophets. No prophet after Him. When there's no prophet, there's no more revelation. Revelation only be sent to prophet. You may have good dreams, yeah, but no revelation. Just simple as that. Yeah? So the prophet who spoke not from his own desire. In other ayah, Allah said, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Prophet Muhammad will never utter, say anything based on how he feel. My thought, my feeling, I think. He don't use this term. Today we use a lot of this term. Mayantiku anil hawa, I will never say anything except what it was revealed to me, not through my feeling. My feeling as a human, okay, I like this, I dislike this, that is his feeling. But anything to do with Islam, under the name Islam, he never add or minus anything. He accept Islam like how Allah revealed to him, and he just convey it to the people. That's how it goes. For us, it's very different. You may learn something, after that you add some spices here and there. And then you say, this is from the sheikh. The sheikh says something, you say another thing. And then now the sheikh is having a problem, and he don't know. And you become the second sheikh now. Yeah, among your small community. So that is the danger. We are not, I would say that we don't have amana. We are not truthful to ourselves. If you want to quote my saying, you must remember what I say. You don't add. If you want to add, you say, and that is the word Sheikh said, but this is my addition. Never mind. All the book, the big book written by all the great scholar, Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, Hanbali. If you look into their book, if you are just and fair to them, anything, if there's a saying of the Prophet about a subject, they will just quote the saying, khalas, end there. Anything that they don't come across, they may not come across everything, something they are exposed to, something they may not expose to. Nobody can say, I know everything. No. Nobody is good in everything. That's why Imam Malik is known as people of hadith. Imam Ahmad Hanbali is known as people of hadith. Anything to do with the sin of, they are very, very precise. Imam Shafi is known for fiqh. Imam Abu Hanifa is known for fiqh. And Imam Abu Hanifa is well versed about business, about zakat, because he was a businessman. So business people are very particular about numbers, about calculation, because that all is money. Because he was a businessman, so he's very good in that area. Yeah. This is just to share with all of us. You come across their book, if there is no evidence, as a scholar, they have to give some guideline to the public, then they will say, this is my opinion. You see how sincere and honest this scholar are? If it's not from the prophet, they stop there and then they say, this is my opinion, my ra'i. And then he will say, when you come across any saying of the prophet, in the future, knowledge, there's no limit. From time to time, knowledge become easier for us to refer to. Before, you don't have this technology. It's very hard to learn. You've got to go to the classes, and the teacher is so far away. But in the early period, students of knowledge are ready to travel hundreds of miles to seek knowledge and stay with the scholar. Today's scholar have to travel. Because student, I have no time. You come to me. Alhamdulillah, good scholar will go. As long as they have they are healthy, they have the means, they'll go. And sometimes they are so close to you, you still give excuses. Oh, I'm too busy. Can you imagine today? You don't even know how to value knowledge today. The Malay word they said before, people on kada bakul cari perigi. Later on, perigi kena cari bakul. Normally the well, you take a bowl and you go and look for the well, and then you would take the water from the well. Now the well have to come to you. Alhamdulillah, water come to us now, correct? Before you think you have this, no. You want water, you get out. You take a pail, something, go out, look for the well, and you take up the water and bring it home. Now water supply, direct. And we are still complaining. And we still give advice. I cannot pray, so difficult. Water is just beside you to take ablution. Why is it so difficult? That is the reality that we are facing. We are ungrateful. The prophet never say anything except what was revealed. And the scholar before us is like that. Today, the scholar, na'uzu billah, the way they talk about Islam, it's like Islam belong to them. They can do anything. They can say anything. And can they use the word of the prophet? They dare to even use the name of prophet. Sunnah. Prophet Muhammad said. But there is none. None in the authentic references. Can you imagine? What did the prophet say about this group of people? Man qala ilayya ma lam aqul falyatawba wa maq'aduhu minan nar. Whoever dared to use the word of the prophet said, prophet say this, but I did not. He just used my name. Then he is booking a place for him in hellfire. You can use my name. You cannot go to hellfire by doing that. Except if I come to know you create fitnah to me. But if you use the name of Prophet Muhammad, you know it's not for him, you just say anything you like, come up with a phrase in Arabic. The Prophet said, you are just booking a place for yourself in hellfire. Don't say that. One, the Prophet said, man qala alayya. Second time, the Prophet said, man qazziba alayya muta'ammidan. Whoever lie upon my saying, I say this, you twist and turn, you say, but you use my name. Because the Prophet name, the saying of the Prophet have authority. Now, for the believers, when you say, Prophet Muhammad said, reference is here, in any religious court, even the judge have to listen. If the judge are not well versed in that particular area, somebody quote the saying, If not, you fail to be a religious judge. In the Mahkamah Sharia, the judge will ask you, but if you have your hujjah, your dalil, a good judge will then not say, no, I don't follow that. They only listen. Because what is Sharia? Islamic law. What is Islamic law? Where do you get the Islamic law? The Islamic law is what Allah said in the Quran and what the Prophet have taught us. That's all. Opinion can be argued. You say opinion, but I have another opinion. There's no end. But when Allah said, no Muslim judge dare to say Allah is wrong. Nobody can. If the Prophet saying is authentic, nobody can deny. Unless they can come with another saying of the Prophet. But the Prophet did say this. Both can be true, then you harmonize it. One is false, one is true, you follow what is true. That's how you move on. Yeah? So the Prophet ﷺ, who was immune to the whispering of the devil, the Satan, and whose saying approved upon mankind. And Surah 13 verse 11, Allah reminds us, for each person there are angels in succession, before and behind that person. They guard him by the command of Allah. Every one of us have angels with us, Qiraman Katibin. But also in other ayah, Allah said, we also have one jinni. Every one of us have a jinn. You like or not, he is there. Yeah. The oldest, the traditional way they call Saka. You remember the Malay used this term, they call Saka. That means you inherit, your grandparent inherit something spiritual, and then now if they die, somebody must take over, inherit it. That is the traditional way of expression. The real thing is every one of us have a genie in us. That's why when Allah said this in the Quran, then Aisha asked the Prophet, so you also have a jinn. Qarin, the word that Allah used, Qarin. First talk about angel and also talk about Qarin. So Allah is telling us what is with us. We should know yourself better. But then the Prophet said, yes, I also have a Qarin. Everyone have. But my Qarin have became a Muslim. Because the Prophet is so good. No, he never entertained all the whispering. He's immune from all this whispering. He come, he'll just brush it away. Overcome with positive. Overcome anything negative, you overcome with positive. That's why the Prophet is so blessed. It's the karma all the way. Nobody can corrupt him. Dunya cannot corrupt him. Even people offer him all the dunya, he don't accept. Yeah. Our Qarin never become Muslim until today. Because we entertain him a lot. All the whispering, oh, we love whispering. All the doubtful thing, we love all the doubtful, the waswas. Like this. We like to go into the gray area. When we know gray area, just create confusion. That's why the Prophet said, stay away from bad thoughts. ia kumozon. Because anything that whisper into you, you don't have hard evidence, just hearsay, if you entertain, the ending, you know that you have been unjust to yourself and unjust to other people. Just ignore. That's why, you know, I always share with all of you the hadith. You remember the short hadith? You just follow me to recite this. I want all of you to memorize this, yeah, for your future. Dakmaya ribuka. Follow me. Dakmaya ribuka. Ila malaya ribuk. Again, dakmaya ribuka. Ila malaya ribuk. Continue. Again, yeah, follow me. Last one. Dakmayaribuka ila malayaribuk. Try. Malayaribuk. The yaribuk, yaruk is the same. Only da and then mayaribuka, then the next one. Ma la yaribuk. Got the addition of la. Meaning the Prophet is teaching all of us how to move on in life, how to be happy and make other people also happy. Stay away from anything doubtful, anything that is grey. To some area that is clear for you. Mean don't entertain whispering. We have no time to entertain all this. Don't unnecessarily develop bad thoughts to one another. Always have good feeling. Good for you, good for everybody. Yeah. It's very important, yeah. Life, if you are guided, alhamdulillah. Yeah. So for the angel, of course, angel is there to guide you, but the Qareen is there to whisper into you. And that's why we have a lot of trial and challenges. One can sense the joy of righteous person by his mannerism and by his trading the straight path. Yeah? He knows that he has a lot, that he has a role model in the messenger of Allah Rabbul Alameen, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He has the book of Allah in his hand, alhamdulillah. Every Muslim today own a Quran. Yeah? Anybody who don't have Quran, if you have a friend who want a Quran they don't have, you can come to us. You want in Mandarin, we have in Mandarin. You want English, we have English. You want Japanese, we have Japanese. Arabic is common. Yeah? Quran is in Arabic. Yeah? Inshallah. It's good that all of us have a Quran. Illumination in his heart. By reading the Quran with right intention, your heart will be lightened. Because the haq is the truth. Is nur, light upon light. Yeah? And a conscience that prompts him to do what is good. One, you have connected yourself with the Quran, you know whatever Allah wants you to do is all the good thing. Never once, Allah said he create good and bad. Qadar, halal, haram. But he never called you to eat haram. No. So eat halal. But he is the one who create. Good and bad, he create. He create the jinn. He create the angel. Good, bad, right, wrong. But he said, follow what is right. That's what. So you cannot say, Why you blame me? Allah create what? Yeah. So I just follow lah. You follow this way, I follow the other. It's from Allah. Yes. He create Jannah, He create hell. So where do you want to go? You want to go Jannah? Then you follow the way to Jannah. You want to go to hell? It's your choice. Allah said, وَحَدَيْنَهُ النَّجْدَيْنَ. I show you two ways. Yeah, you choose. But I choose for you this way. هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. I choose the right way. Follow. But if you refuse to follow, then you don't ever dare say you are right. Don't ever say that. That's how we move on. Simple. We have the guidance, and you don't want to follow the guidance, you still say you are guided. Khalas. Yeah, you don't waste your time to talk to these kind of people. In the Quran, in Surah Furqan, what did Allah say? وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنَ وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. The believers, the righteous people, when they move around on the earth of Allah, they will come across a lot of people. Of course, when you travel, you will be exposed to a lot of people. But when you come across a group of people who are jahiluna, who don't want to follow what is right, who don't want to be in the positive side, always negative, negative, always entertain all the whispering, always like to go into the doubtful area, the gray area. What did Allah say? Don't waste time. Just say to them, Salama, Salamat. I don't want to be around this environment. I have no time to waste, yeah, to entertain this nonsense and to listen to all the whispering that I don't benefit me at all. Yeah. This is very important, brother and sister, how to move ahead. Yeah. So what Allah and the Prophet want us to do is to be a better person, you know. And in Surah 6, like verse 88, Allah said, the meaning, this is the guidance of Allah with which He guide whomever He will of His slave. It's up to us. He said, I show you two ways, you choose. But remember, I choose for you my way and I inform you about the other way. Like what Allah said, this is my way, fattabi'uhu, follow, wala tattabi'u subula, don't follow other ways. Because the other way, if you follow, fatafarraqu bikum an sabili. That other way is sure, Allah said, will bring you further and further from the right way. Yeah. Sometimes we are right, brothers and sisters, but because we are weak, we allow ourselves to be influenced by the environment, then we get indirectly, we get influenced and we follow. Yeah. There are two ways, one that is figurative and the other that has a physical reality. The first path is that of faith. It must be guided with iman. Iman means at least you must remember the six articles of faith. Remember Allah, the all-knowing, all-seeing. Yeah. Then you know. If He knows everything, you should come back to Him. Remember He created the angels. The angel is with us. Don't worry. You are not alone. Brothers and sisters, never feel that you're alone. When there's nobody, you know there is someone else that is better, because the one are the angels. But some people, they fear loneliness. All prophets go through seclusion. Khalwa. Why? Because they need that kind of peace. Yeah. Some people fear darkness. Yeah. Some young children who came to me and whispered to me, say, they used to call me also their grandfather figure. Akong, akong. You know, I fear darkness. If you say, if you need to go toilet, go. He's there. He cannot go. He needs somebody to guide him. He fear darkness. It's not dark. It's just that area. There's no light. But you can the light from here. Yeah, it's okay for you. No. So, okay, we understand because they are children. We try to help them, guide them slowly. We hope they can get out of that issue. Faith is important. Which one traits in the transient life, a life that is fraught with temptation and desire. The second part is in the hereafter. Every person will have to go across that second part in order to reach paradise. Yeah? Anyone who fail will plunge into the fire. This part, or you call sirat. Ehdina sirat al-mustaqim. Here, and there is a sirat in the Day of Judgment, a bridge. Yeah? It's teeming with spikes, and there are a lot of thorns. It's not easy. It's like here, life is not smooth always. Full of challenges, obstacle, up and down. It's like the weather change. Today, raining, tomorrow, sunny. Other country, winter, and then summer. Alhamdulillah, we tropical. Yeah, we always have rain, alhamdulillah. We don't experience drought so far, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Even sometimes, you may feel it, but not as severe like in Africa and in other countries. Yeah? Whoever is guided to the path of faith and believe in this life will safely cross the path of the hereafter. When you are guided with iman and you follow what your iman wants you to do, then you will safely cross the bridge, Sirat, in the hereafter. The speed at which he crossed will be proportional to the level of his faith. That's why the Prophet said in one hadith, Prophet all will pass through. They also have to pass through. But without any problem. They just move like lightning, cross, gone. Yeah? But then there are people who will cross like running very fast too. Then walking. Then there are people who cross like crawling. Different level. Yeah. As long as we can walk through, alhamdulillah. Crawling is not a good sign. Yeah. So there are people who cross various. The Prophet, they said, after all the Prophet, there will be 70,000 among my Ummah who will cross the Sirat like lightning too. Yeah. So fast. Khalas. But then everybody before entering, that means you are out from hell. No? But before you enter the gate of paradise, there is another smaller bridge called Al-Qantara. That smaller one. For us who have not been a problem to anybody, you never oppress anybody, you are not zulm to anyone among Muslims, you don't owe your fellow brother or sister, and you don't pay, you pay them back, or they have make it halal for you. You don't have all this, then you go to paradise. Those who have commit sin to the fellow brothers and sister, create fitna to them, borrowed money and they don't pay. Remember, you may cross the long one, you got stuck over there. It's a waiting zone. Wait for the brother to come. And if you have been committing a lot of sin, gossiping about that person, talking, now pay back time. You have crossed the hell, but you cannot enter paradise yet. You have to settle. Settlement day. Yeah, alhamdulillah. But you're not entering paradise yet. How do you feel? You are just at the gate of paradise. You can see all your friend enjoying, you know, the delight, but you are just at the gate. Of course, you don't feel good. Just waiting to go in. But you have to clear that. For those who have been gossiping, talking bad about the fellow Muslim, nobody is perfect, like I said. But people change, but we don't change. Then you have to be there to wait for him and now pay back there. He have gone through some pain in this life because of your fitna, gossiping, or you take money. He also borrowed money from other people later on. Now, but he clear it. But you owe him, you don't clear. You have to wait for him to come. And then Allah Rabbul Alameen will show you his justice. If you commit a lot of sin by gossiping now, first thing, his bad deeds is being transferred to you. Because you like to entertain the bad one. So all this bad thing back to you. Now, not enough. You still, because your gossiping is worse than that, your good deeds will be transferred to him. If you think you have a lot of good deeds to transfer, alhamdulillah. If you think that you have a lot of good deeds to share with other people, alhamdulillah. If you know, I don't know my good deeds, no, is how many percent, then you better be careful. If you take money, you promise to pay back, but you have the intention not to pay. You try to escape, you try to run away, ignore the whole situation, you wait. That day of judgment. If he forgive you, alhamdulillah. If he said, pay back. Why? You don't have to, there's no money in. But it's your good deeds. You have to pay back. You don't want to do that. You need your good deeds to help you to go to paradise. And paradise, they got 100 levels. And for us, the Prophet said, don't be shy when you ask Allah for paradise. Ask for the best. Firdaus al-A'la. No problem. Hope that you will be in the highest paradise. If you're given a choice to take a flight, business class, first class, economy, what do you choose? What class do you choose? Any class? You give a choice. You're going to pay. It's me. Which one? Okay, first class. Why not? If you're given a choice, it don't burden anybody. They already said no problem. Because somebody don't like to be in the first class. You know, too lonely. You know, you isolate yourself. They like the third class. We don't know. Different people have different tastes. You know? First class, not very quiet. Not a lot of talking. Third class, just side by side. Yeah. Sometimes I experience, in the third class, I got 5 passengers. They are wrestlers. All bodybuilders, they're going to a country because there is a competition. They talk only Allah know. Because they are big size, they are not afraid and nobody can challenge them. they would talk, they were so loud, Even the stewardess, they're not even stop them. That's how sometimes third class have a lot of noise. But if you're given the choice, yeah. So this is just another example, You ask for the best. But people who take money, borrow money with the intention they will not pay, they have to wait. You create zulm to your brothers. Yeah? But then if you really want to pay, but you don't have the means, you really want to pay, but you don't, and then you ask them to forgive you, they say no. A debt is a debt. Then you are very sincere, you are not lying, you are cheating, you don't make zulm to him. Then you don't have to, you know what will happen in the day at Kantara? The man that we follow, Prophet Muhammad, if we follow, then he will be there waiting for us. Can you imagine how important to follow the Sunnah? When the Prophet loves us, he will be there. And what will he do? Then he will negotiate for us. He will talk to the one who gave you the money. Would you just forgive him or her? In replace, I give you my intercession, Shafa'ah. What is more valuable than the Shafa'ah of the Prophet? Even you get back the money, there's no supermarket there, no shop. When you go to paradise, everything free. You don't have to buy. You want diamond, diamond come. You want Kentucky chicken, Kentucky will come. You want pizza, pizza come. Anything you want, you just name it, Allah send it to you. And everything is organic. No Ajimoto, you don't have all this nonsense. Everything is very healthy. Allahu Akbar. Yeah? So the Prophet will come and say, if you forgive him, of course. Who don't want to forgive? To get the intercession, Shafa'ah, from the Prophet. The most valuable reward. Then clear. You can go in, and we also can go in. Is that good? Good news? Alhamdulillah. Try our best, not to do anything that can stop us from entering paradise. You have done something wrong, stop. And if the person passed away, you can't do anything anymore. If you still owe him money, look for his next of kin. Your father, your mother was very kind. He lent me 1,000 ringgit, but I forget to pay back. Now I have the mean. You are the daughter or the son, 1,000. Give. Now you don't even know any of the next of kin. We don't have any contact. You still can do and say, this is my sadaqah on their behalf. To some poor and needy, 1,000 ringgit. You still can do all the Allah knows. And the day of judgment, don't worry. You have done your best, and every good deed will be taken into account. Yeah? It's very, very important. Yeah? And know that if one is blessed, we've been guided to the straight path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, his or her worries and anxiety will quickly vanish. We all have this issue. Worry, it will go. Normally, do we sleep in peace every night? It's easy for us to sleep at night? I think it's easy, right? Get tired, you sleep. But somebody have a sleepless night. a lot of worry, anxiety, uncertainty disturb them. Nothing they can feel peace for themselves. And what did Allah say? Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'in al-qulub. Indeed, by remembering Allah and what Allah wants you to do, you try your best to do. And what He forbid, you stay away. That's how you remember Allah. Not just zikir, 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 but you still do a lot of bad things. Remember what He like you to do, you do. Remember what He dislike, you stay away. You may not be able to do everything, but Allah said, "Fattaqullah mastata'tum." See how Allah is talking to us. If you can't do everything, Allah said, "Fattaqullah mastata'tum." Do what you can first. Don't say, "I can't do. I don't want to do." Do what you can. Simple. Allah said, "La yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus." I will not burden you. Do whatever you can. Is that a good sign from Allah? And you must be sincere. You know what you can. You don't create unnecessary problem to yourself. You know what you can, what you are able, just do it. To say sorry, can you say that if you have done something wrong to somebody? Can you say, "I am sorry"? Can we say that? So simple. Now you have the handphone. Give them a call. You have hurt your father, your mother, hurt your sibling. Give them a call. "Brother, sorry, I just said something that just now. I know I may have hurt your feeling. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry for that. I'm regret." Is that easy? Easy. But what stopped you? What stopped you from moving forward and be humble? What stopped you? Right. Ego plus super ego. Who give you that? Then you know where it come from. Your jinn, your qarin. Don't. You're okay. Don't show your weakness. Yeah. Hold on. You know where it's coming. Because if you always remember what Allah said, Allah is talking to us. All the bad thing, the whispering, come from the other force. All the good thing come from the good force. Just follow what is good. Then you can sleep in peace. Because you have said to him, "I'm sorry." Or when you call, he don't want to respond to your call anymore. Are you worried? The person that you always commit suddenly don't want to respond to you. Are you worried? Sometimes, yeah. Wow, he must be very upset. Send a message to my fellow brother, my respected brother, my special sister. "I love you for the sake of I did. I know I've said something wrong. I regret. I'm sorry. Please forgive me." Send a message. Can we do that? Simple. Oh, no. Suddenly he just said, "It's okay." He just said, "Okay, you can rest in peace. If you die that night, you die in peace. Husnil khatimah, because you have done your best." Why Satan is being cursed by Allah until today? Because of his stubbornness. No, Aba was stuck with pride and said no. Adam commit a sin. Eve commit a sin. Satan commit a sin. But then Allah forgive Adam and Eve because he asked for forgiveness. Satan never asked for forgiveness. So choice is us. If you are guided, follow the guidance. May Allah help us, protect us. If not, we have a lot to be sad. When Allah show you a way out, Islam always guide us to be a better person. We refuse to follow. Are we sad to see people who don't want to follow? Very sad. And then you pray again. And then you say, Ihdina siratal mustaqim. And then you don't follow again. And then you pray again. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. You don't follow. We feel very sad. Time to change, brother and sister. And for those who have been with us consistently, may Allah bless us. Whatever you have learned, please share with your loved one. Convey the message to them. Encourage them to learn too, because sometimes by they attending classes, they will get also reward from Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Every step you make, there's a sin being forgiven, a status being upgraded, and a reward given. Can you imagine how many steps you have done to enter this place? From your car to here, from your home, Allahu Akbar. If there's any question, now we open for Q&A. Fatafadda. Any question from the...
Assalamualaikum, Dato' Sheikh.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I just want to share something and I want some clarification from you. Alhamdulillah, 2 months ago, I happened to be in Amsterdam, and then they happened to be Ijtimak Tabligh for all the Muslims around the Europe in Holland itself.
In Holland. Mm.
And then recently there was a Ijtimak in Sri Petaling, which is for the Kuala Lumpur. I noticed that the talk, the one in Holland and also the one in Sri Petaling here, they seem to focus on issue of masturat. Is it the right? Masturat. I mean, the participation of ladies in the kuruj.
In the kuruj, okay.
In the da'wah.
Okay.
So they propose ladies to follow maybe their husband, something like that. But the ladies more on a home-orientated basis. The husband will go to the mosque, the ladies at home, receiving other ladies to their house, and they do da'wah in that sense.
Okay.
No, now my question is, one of the examples that they give to show the active participation of ladies is during the Uhud War, where, this one I need some clarification, when the enemy was almost dying, the ladies even helped them to kill, in the course of Fisabila, to kill the enemy because dying, finish them off. To say that how ladies were encouraged. That was the point. Okay. Encouraged to participate in that was, so even in war or something like that. Now, my question is, the simple hadith that we learn from Rasulullah SAW, correct me if I'm wrong, even if to go prayer for ladies to a mosque, it is not encourageable. But if at all they want to go, we are not supposed to
stop.
That is the basic one. So what plays in my mind is, if a normal salat, which is wajib, which is very important, Allah never force one to go, ladies to go out, even to a mosque. How come in this da'wah, ladies are encouraged? Even with the consent of the husband. So there was some confusion that I need to clarify. Thank you.
Good. If I understood clearly what you are trying to share with us, is that through your exposure, that the Jamaat Tabligh, when they istima, you can see now their force is increasing, not only the male, before only the male. So the female would just be at home and make a lot of dua for the husband, for the children, so that they have a safe journey, go and back home. Also, there is another challenges, a lot of challenges for that. That these people who like to travel, go to Kuruj, to Tabligh and so on, they don't prepare themselves properly. They say, oh, tawakkal Allah, I leave my wife, sabar, you know, Allah will help you because I'm doing Allah's job, in tansurullah yansurukum. That is the beginning before. I am involved in tabligh from the 60s. That's how long ago, yeah? I knew then people have a lot of problem, family problem, you know, that because they just travel, they love to travel, they forget their responsibility at home. If you want to leave, you don't leave them like that, but give them whatever the necessity, everything they want to survive, the food. You must get things prepared. You cannot just leave them, tawakkal Allah. Allah will help you. That is not the right manner. Yeah? Number one. Thing change, like you said, now they say the woman is going out. Only the way they participate is they don't go to Qurus door to door and the mosque. They will stay in one the house, home, and then they get sister to come in. Now, Islamically, there's nothing wrong. Like what you say, the Prophet don't encourage women to go to the mosque. But if any of the women want to go, don't stop them. There are times you need to encourage the wife, the woman to participate, to be proactive. If not, then there will be a problem to the man. You want to go? They don't want. They stop you. What is this? What is that? No. Then there's a lot of unrest between both parties. So an ayah of Allah is the best way out. Allah said, wal mu'minin wal mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd ya'muruna bil ma'ruf yanhauna 'anil munkar wa yuqimuna as-salata wa yu'tuna az-zakata until the end. Male and female believer complement one another, help one another in calling for what is good and forbid what is evil. Pray together. Give zakat also. Both also must give zakat. So based on this ayah, it's a duty of a family. We help one another. If the husband feel that I need your support, come out to help other sisters because you are more senior, more learned, alhamdulillah. If they feel that they don't need you, then you feel, don't worry, I'll be okay at home. I'll take care of the children. I'll take care of the other things. But there is nothing wrong if they feel that they need them to help other sisters. That is very important. Yeah? We know that sometimes certain things is not easy. It's just like yesterday people was asking me about women going to the graveyard. Many countries other than our, the Asian, they don't allow. You go to Sri Lanka, you go to India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Middle East, woman is not allowed to go to the graveyard. Enough. Because the Prophet forbid. There's hadith on that. But later on, a group of sisters, in the time of the Prophet, went to visit the graveyard. The Prophet was there, Omar was there, but they were somewhere a bit far away, don't want to disturb the man. Omar was upset. He knew the Prophet had forbid women visiting the graveyard. Omar was going to chase them. The Prophet stopped him. Leave them alone. That's why Umma Atiyah said, the forbidden of the Prophet is not very strong. That's why he allowed some of them to visit the grave. The reason he forbid, because mature women are very emotional. They start to cry, weep, and then like, why? You know, it's something that they're complaining. You know, so the Prophet don't like this. For the woman who know how to control their feeling, they know how to respect the adab of visiting the grave, just to make prayer. And the Prophet liked to visit grave. Why? To remind us about death. There are times the Prophet just, you know, midnight he left his house with Aisha and then went to Baqia. Yeah. And one day when Aisha was awake, yeah, in the middle of the night and don't see the Prophet around, she's having some doubt. Oh, tonight is my night. Suddenly the Prophet disappeared. Did he went to the other wife's house? And the Prophet, he's trying to think, ah, the Prophet going to other wife now. It's my night. And then he tried to look. He can't find the Prophet. So when the Prophet came back, then she was trying to get some signal. The Prophet then realized that Aisha is awake and then she is not happy. And then Aisha asked him, where do you went? So I went to Baqir. I went to visit the grave. So sometimes, for us to go to the grave at midnight, I don't think we want to go, no. We have the phobia of ghosts again. No? But in time, visiting the grave is good reminder for the living. One day we are going there. But in general, the woman also can play their role. If the husband needs them, it's good. And if they have good reason that they don't, it's okay, you can go. I'll pray for all. It's also good. Yeah? Alhamdulillah. And the last question from the sisters? None? Anyone? Any question online? No. Good. Alhamdulillah. We end here, brothers and sisters. And please don't forget to keep on praying for each other. And always think positive and try to follow the way that we have been asking Allah, that is Ihdina Siratul Mustaqim. Until we see all of you again, let us end with Tasbih Al-Qifara. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.